We come now to part number two in understanding this biblical framework. And this is where we're going to look at some passages of scripture to begin to understand how it works. And so hopefully you were able to work with me and to think through some of the insights we had on really trying to give a definition of what is biblical framework counseling and then looking at those universal principles. I hope that that was helpful to you. Our next step now, again, we want to go into the Bible. We want to explore this. We want to begin to see how the biblical framework comes out of looking at these passages of scripture. And there are thousands of scripture that exposes this. But the reality is Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to verses 10 and Proverbs 28:1 are some of the foundational verses that really help us to understand and explore this framework. So open your Bibles, and I want us to begin to look at this. But before we look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 10, to begin to unfold this framework, we need to look at a very important part of this passage, which goes back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 25. I want you to notice what it says in that verse. It says, "And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." Now, some things we need to explore about this before we move on. If this was just physical nakedness, we wouldn't see the context of ashamed. So what we're understanding here is that man and woman were not only physically naked, but they were spiritually naked before each other, and there was no heart of shame. There was nothing to lead them to have a guilty conscience as they stood vulnerable before each other and vulnerable before God. This is a very important passage because this is the ideal of how we are supposed to be with our spouse, how we should be as it relates to other people. We should have a sense of vulnerability where we can be physically, if you will, right in our presentation to others, but spiritually naked, meaning vulnerability and not ashamed. Now, we can't be naked and not ashamed as in not have clothes in front of other people, because again, the fall of man has led to us having to cover ourselves. So as we understand this, we can understand that today, this nakedness and not being ashamed, again, physically standing before people, in our right mind, if you will, with God and with others, and having a sense of peace in our soul, no sense of guilt, as we are standing in relationship to others. So it says, the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Now, verse 3, or chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, indeed, as God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden." What's interesting here is that this is the first time we see a question being presented in the Bible. But this question was meant for evil. It was meant to cast doubt. It was meant to take the woman away from embracing the reality of God. It's kind of like if your friend came to you and said, "Do you want to put that dress on?" Well, you already have the dress on. Or do you really want to wear that? I mean, the question insinuates that one is doing something they shouldn't do and need to rethink what they're doing. So again, this passage says, "Then the woman said to the serpent, from the fruit of the tree of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree, which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die." Now, we still don't understand why she added that on. But what we do know is she understood enough to know that that was the forbidden fruit, that she should not eat it, period. Now, notice what he says. The serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die." Now, contradicting what God says. "For God knows that in the day that you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Now, that's a very important phrase that is going to carry us for the next few verses to begin to understand something about what's going to happen in the heart of man at the point of choice. So, it says, "When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate it, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Now notice, the woman is looking, physical eyes. The woman saw that the tree was good. So again, she's looking with physical eyes. And it's very important we see this, because there's going to be a transition from verse 6 to verse 7, from physical eyes to spiritual eyes. And we're going to have to begin to see what happened in this transition. So let me read that verse again. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Now, verse 7 is where we begin to look at this biblical framework dynamic even deeper. It says, then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked. Now, notice the passage. It says, then the eyes of both of them were opened. There's a shift here from the physical eyes, because they were already open, seeing physically the tree and looking at the fruit. It says, then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew. Now, I want to keep hitting this hard, because I need you to see this as you look at this passage. It says, then the eyes of both of them were opened. It didn't say they opened their eye. It says their eyes were opened. This is a passive situation where they made a act within their control. And then in verse 7, something is happening beyond their control, and it's bringing them an awareness of something. So it says their eyes were opened, and they knew that they were naked. The eyes of both of them were opened. I keep repeating it, so I want you to let that sink into your mind. The eyes of both of them were opened. So something happened beyond their control. These spiritual eyes are now being made aware. So when they made the choice in verse 6, something was set in motion in verse 7 that they could not control. The eyes of both of them were open, spiritual eyes, and they knew they were naked. Now, verse 25, they already were naked and not ashamed. So whatever this new knowledge is, it is an understanding of nakedness that goes beyond the physiological. And so this new nakedness that they're coming to understand has led them to do something. Notice what it says again. The eyes of both of them were opened. They did not open their eyes. This wasn't a physical, oh, I open. This was a spiritual, oh, I see something that I didn't see before, but I didn't see this prior to the sin choice. Their eyes were opened, and they knew they were naked. This new awareness brought about a new profound awareness of their condition. They knew they were naked. Think back to verse 25 of chapter 2. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Something has shifted. Now, watch this. Again, verse 7. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. Now, it's very important we understand something here. Their eyes were opened. They didn't do that. Again, something happening to them inside. They were looking at this fruit. They made a sin choice, and at the point of the sin choice, something on the inside began to happen. Their eyes were opened. Not that they opened their eyes, and they knew they were naked. They have a new understanding of themselves they didn't have before. This nakedness, we're going to begin to see what that's really tied to. And then they sowed fig leaves. So verse 7 shows us that they physically sowed fig leaves. Now, think about this, and this is just a prelude. You come before the presence of God with clothes on. You weren't designed to have clothes on. You've given yourself away that you've done something you're not supposed to do. Now, a lot of people don't think about that, but I want you to think about that. Again, it's just a sidebar. But stick with me as we are trying to bring out in these passages what's there. So their eyes were opened, spiritual eyes now. They see something about themselves they didn't see before, new knowledge has come to them, a new awareness that they did not control gaining.